This time on Kawaii-Fi Radio, it's a special Mother's Day episode. This episode, it's
Melts.
Just Mother's Day. No.
I'm a good boy.
Kenny decides our list needs a point system.
She loses mum points for that.
Are we doing mum points?
She gets like a 10 for her assassination protection skills, but a 1 for the cooking.
Kyle put up some mum points.
And Kenny also has a flashback.
Anyone can have a flashback of one moment they really like. Watch this.
No! Stop staring into the distance, Kenny. It's not getting any better.
Wi-Fi Radio
Extra.
Konnichiwa, and welcome. You tune in to Kawaii-Fi Radio, the podcast. We dive into the world of anime, manga, and all things otaku culture. I'm Kyle. With me is Aaron, Kenny, and Tifa on the remote. Hello, everybody!
Hello.
Or is it there? Which way is Tifa?
There. Right there, down in the front, yeah. that's where I'll position her window.
Got it.
The intro sounds like it's running at you.
It does.
Like, it's got that slow build-up where you're like, hang on, is that coming up?
Is it getting closer? Yeah, I actually cut off the front bit and just go boom straight in because it used to be we'd do like a little talk thing in the beginning and then the
Kawaii-Fi Extra
thing would happen. But this episode, it's we've Melts. Just had Mother's Day. No. Good boy. You're not. This episode, we've just had Mother's Day in Australia, which for some reason is completely different times to both America and the UK and Europe. So whatever. But it got us thinking, what are some of the best mums in anime? Now, I know what all you're thinking, and no. Do You Love Your Mother and her two-hit multi-target attack is not what we're talking about. It doesn't make the list for very obvious reasons. This is not that kind of list. Unless it is, Aaron, because you've got a list.
I have a list.
And I'm
top 30.
Highly concerned.
Where did you get this list?
AnimeCorner.me.
Okay, Anime Corner's interesting.
You didn't say Reddit, so I guess that counts.
No, it could be worse. It could definitely be worse. Now, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. Hello to all our regular listeners as well, and hi to everyone watching us on YouTube.
This is a weird one to get in, like, to jump in on. Like,
yeah, it's a very strange
place
one.
To begin.
Extras are the easy to get into, the fun flirty ones. You know,
I don't know why, but I didn't like the way you did that. Love you, though.
Test the waters, get into a bit of a situationship, see if it works out.
Now,
you're a bit too good at that.
This is not a smash or pass list, just to be clear.
Unless you want it to be.
Because, God. PG.
You can put it in the comments below.
Oh, yeah, it's got an extra, not a main episode, so it sort of comes under the Valentine's episode umbrella.
No, it does not.
Smash your favorite comment.
Anyway, if you enjoy what we're doing, like to support us, you can get additional content through Patreon, details below. Now, that's out of the way. Let's get stuck in. So, first things first. Mother's Day.
Your mum.
Happy Mother's Day
happy
to the
Mother's
mothers
Day
out
to
there.
The mothers.
We love you. We appreciate you. You're doing a good job.
Yeah. This is true.
Mums appear in many mediums, including anime.
Except
who
Disney, where they're all dead.
Yeah. Wow, the sass on Tifa's face. She's like, he's right, though. So we kind of thought we'd mention a couple of like series which really do focus on like that mother angle, and there's a film in particular we can talk about, which is Wolf Children, which is all about a mother who's got, you know, the two kids, and all of them can turn into wolves and all that.
God, that's been on my list for ages. I feel so bad.
Well, like, we're not going to do a full thing on it, but I think that one needs to go. I think we need to do a full episode on that and mm-hmm. use that as like a cinema club special.
Yeah, I watched that last year. It's good.
Yeah, yeah. But this is a film which I've heard a lot of good things about over the years. And it's all about, you know, the basically two young cubs growing up with their mum, as it would be.
I wonder if it was written sort of allegorically. It's like, you know, this is what it feels like to be a mum. Your two children are little beasts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's facing the challenges of motherhood on your own.
Yeah.
And, like, moving to a new town, learning to adapt to survival, and just trying to make sure your kids get the best they can. Yeah. Like, it's heavy, man. If you had a single mom like I did watching it, it's like, oh.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. See, interestingly, Wolf Children, I always kind of paired it with The Boy and the Beast, and it's like, it's the two sides of the family. You know, you've got the wolves and the wolf kids, and then you've got the big beast bear dude and his adopted son thing.
Bit different, but
very different, yeah. But they came out around the same time, so in my mind, they're just interlinked, even though they're not even the same studio. So...
weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Another one on the list we've got is Makuya when the Promised Flower Blooms. Yep, that's a very sad one. Basically, it's a mother and son. Mm. Yeah. And the mother's pseudo-immortal, I think it is, as is the son. And they're both learning about, like, you know, the type of life he has to lead. And basically, his mother's the only person who's going to be his point of contact in that. So,
after 500 years, what will you have?
My thick mom. Mark,
thick.
Look what they need just to imitate an ounce of our power. If you haven't seen Invincible, go watch it. Or
as
read
long
it.
As you're over 18.
Over 18, yeah, yeah. But yeah, and a
if
couple,
you're under 18, still watch it.
a couple of notable mentions. Erased is all about saving his mum, which is great. That's time travel. And A Place Further Than the Universe is kind of searching for mum as well. The mums in that show are great.
Yeah.
Like, they're full of sass. It's good fun. But the overarching story is one of the girls going to Antarctica basically to pay respects to where her mother died. So, you know, heavy themes, a lot of these shows, but mums be heavy, yo. So,
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Duck Feather Mattress.
Trisha Elric.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they try to bring her back and fail.
And, of course, there's the Dragon Ball mums.
Chi-Chi and Bulma.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And also 18 as well. Then Videl as they get later on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you know, it's a theme we see in a lot of places. However, I've talked enough. So, Aaron, where's your list? Let's get started from number 30.
Okay. Number 30, okay. I know very well, and we all love and adore her. And she's an instant win in many of our hearts. Inko Midoriya.
Oh, yeah. From My Hero Academia, Midoriya's mum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like, she raised her son who didn't have a quirk. And, you know, she was very patient with him and very supportive and very sweet. So, you know, I can see why she'd make the list. Like,
yeah.
Also, she got quite friendly with All Might, so.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of fan theories about that.
Mrs. Yuigahama from Yahari Ore no Seishun Love Kam wa Machigateru.
What? Okay.
Those are not even
real words. Can someone else or Aaron read that, please?
Yeah, so that is my teen romantic snafu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
My teen romantic love story snafu. But yeah, that's, the mums in that are, shall we say, very attractive because they are like kind of like you're seeing the future version of each of the daughters, like stylistically. Oh. They are basically each of the daughters grown up. So, okay. Like, you know, obviously that's the case with kids, but this is like iconically similar. Yeah, it's a lot. it's a whole thing. The series is, it's a very interesting series.
She good or bad?
Good.
Good. Good. Okay. Yeah. Next we have Chi-Chi.
Yep, from Dragon Ball. Like, oh, Tifa's got some words. I can see that. She's like,
nothing to say.
No, I agree. Chi-Chi, like, bless her cotton socks, she doesn't realize what her sons are.
Mm-hmm.
She's raising them incorrectly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Next is Trisha Elric.
A corpse can be a great mother.
Oh, God, why is this one on the list? Sanae Furukawa from Clannad.
Yeah, people were like, yeah, Clannad is a great series, and it's really, you know, the mum in it is really good, and I'm like,
no.
I don't think that's what you think it is. So, yeah.
I just don't like the faces, man.
Yeah.
They're really of a certain period in art.
They are.
They're just droopy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like the faces seem like they've like been like,
yeah, like they sort of angled them in.
I guess I can see what you're talking about, but
it was during that time where Kyoto Animation had become popular because of the big eyes animation style, and everyone else was trying to like imitate it but do it their own way, and that was the result. Because Kyoto Animation is just
Evolution failed us.
Yeah, we all went cross-eyed. Anime cross-eyed.
Well, next we have one for Kyle.
Okay,
Yui Ikari.
She's hardly in it, but I mean, like, sure, she's in the robot. Her soul is in the robot. Okay. But, like, well, they should have put the picture of you at one.
The robot is her mom.
So, yeah, Yui Ikari, obviously, in Neon Genesis Evangelion, plays a role in the story.
Well, she's the whole plot. Like, her being dead is the reason why the dad's Gendo's doing everything, because he's trying to get her back.
Yes, that's right. Men cannot have self-initiative without doing something for a woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
exactly it.
Yeah. It's like rule 6 of Hollywood, I believe.
Yeah. Like, I hate to admit it, but Evangelion does have some bad writing in it.
We got that recorded, everyone.
It's true.
We got
it's
it recorded.
Oh, my God.
There is no such thing as a perfect
that's
bit
a
of media.
Sin.
But, like, you know, Evangelion does a lot of stuff right. It also does some things lazily. It does things in a variety of different ways that other shows at the time hadn't done, which, you know, at least from like a meta media standpoint, are kind of commonplace. They just got a different layer of weirdness on top is probably the easiest way to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
The next one's got a special place in my heart.
What number are we at?
It's not numbered.
You're gonna have to trust us that there's 30.
Kyle, put up a number.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Kushina Uzumaki. Love her. Cherish her. Wish she was around more.
Naruto's mom. Yeah.
I don't know. She reminds me a bit too much of
Sakura.
Yes.
Well, that's
sort the
of,
point.
Yeah.
So, like, ignoring.
But I don't like Sakura.
Fair. ignoring the Freudian ideology, because that's proven to be stupid. But there is a reason that people look for similar traits as their parents, because those are traits that are
familiar.
They feel wholesome. They feel safe. You know, which, you know, can lead to bad things in relationships.
They're already used
to
loving
someone
with that, so why can't they just love another person like that?
Exactly. But yeah,
so I guess you would. I was gonna say you'd argue that because Naruto doesn't know his parents.
Yeah, maybe it's just something ingrained in him from his father's tastes.
But it's not something he's looking for, like, subconsciously as much as other people would be.
This is true.
Well, it's one of the reasons,
and
I
think it's just. Sorry. I was just gonna say, I think it's just that Kishimoto doesn't know how to write women, and also he just writes them all the same.
I mean, look, Fair and Oda only knows how to draw one type of woman as well. So, like, you know,
But like, that's why I love the Road to Ninja movie. Like, you get to see her more in it. You get to see the fourth in it. You get to, you know, it's so good.
Yeah, it was a good film. That
made me cry. Next, we've got Sachiko from Erased.
Yeah, fish lips. Octopus lips. I didn't even. I mean, I haven't seen this list, and I was right. What the? Anime lips.
Ooh. Ooh.
Big lip alligator. That's a dead meme.
You called it on one of the next ones. Hannah from Wolf Children.
Oh, hey. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Surprised that wouldn't be higher, but yeah.
Well, I mean,
we're getting down to number one, I believe.
I fear what is number one, I think, more than anything.
I know who's number one, and I agree. I don't agree with her parenting style. I just agree that she's the best mom in anime.
Okay.
You know who it is. We had this discussion already.
If it's who I think it is, then okay.
Oh, is it Aaron's mom?
No.
Because she failed.
Aaron's mom was terrible. up next, we have Miyako Ishida from A Silent Voice.
Oh, yeah. That actually did come up in my search a few times, and that's a film we need to really... I need to properly watch it. I've got a blimmin' Silent Voice shirt. like, how have I not watched it? But yeah,
I think we just need to arrange like a proper movie day and just list down like not one movie but a bunch.
Should we hire out a cinema and just like smash it out?
Nah, that requires
the back lot.
Nah, that requires money. Let's be lazy.
Okay.
We'll do it on the couch.
If you guys were over here, we have a cinema in our apartment complex.
Because she's rich.
I guess we're moving in with Tifa. Oh,
she's living a bougie life. She's a movie star, you see.
So tell Heath that his gaming room is now our bedroom.
All three of us.
His gaming room is the living room.
Living room's our bedroom, baby.
I'll just sleep under someone's bed.
Implying you don't already?
Yes.
he is the monster under the bed that your parents warned you about.
Yours or mine?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Alternates. Okay, so now we've got Ojiya from Dororo.
Oh.
All right, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Actually, yeah, because in Dororo, like, the story point is that the mother didn't want to give up.
Is this his mother or the other mother?
His mother.
Oh, no, the other mother.
Wait.
It's the same mother.
No,
isn't it?
Both bandits who rebel against cruel samurais, Dororo's parents are forced to flee after they are betrayed by a close friend. After the death of Dororo's father, Ojiya remains courageous, wandering through the countryside with Dororo and providing for her however she can.
This is the original story.
Wait, who's this?
Ojiya.
Oh, her.
Show us the picture. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. It's a different character to who we were thinking. We were thinking of the mother who's married to the feudal lord, who is Dororo's actual mother.
Oh.
Because she does, she doesn't agree with her husband's desire to sacrifice the firstborn for, you know, to the demons for longevity. Mm. She and her, what is it? It's like a little shrine.
A shrine with a Buddha, yeah.
Yeah, protects her, which is why, you know, the father wanted it removed from the room during childbirth, whereas she wanted to keep it there to protect her child because she didn't know the awful deal that had been made. And then the father told the midwife to dispose of it, and the mother didn't want him to. So the midwife put it in a boat, and that's... Yeah, and then the midwife got killed and eaten by the monster who was chasing after Dororo's creepy, armless, legless, skinless, eyeless, noseless baby.
He was a nugget.
Dororo is a lot.
It's amazing.
Considering it's a 1960s production as well.
Well, the original story was obviously a lot more family-friendly because it was written by Osamu Tezuka, but the reimagining that was done by... Twin Engine and
no, I think it's always been that's always been the key story, but they were a lot more graphic with showing it.
Oh, they were this time around, yeah.
Hell, they were graphic with showing it in the live action version, which preceded the one we got.
This is true.
Live action was actually pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So up next, we have another one I do adore, Your Forger from Spy Family.
Hey, she is.
I mean, stepmom, but.
Hey, your mom's a mom.
She does step up. Exactly. She does step up.
We respect the mothers who step up as well as the biological mothers.
Yeah,
she is an awesome mom.
No, I'm not saying she shouldn't be counted, but she's like the most badass stepmom you can get.
Oh, hands down. If I had her as a stepmom, I'd be like...
My life is great. Yeah. I am protected.
It's like every time Anya is distressed, she cries out, and then Your Forger is there like a scary as balls bloodhound Grim Reaper lady.
Mm. The only issue is do not eat her cooking.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Amazing as a bodyguard, terrible as a house.
She loses mum points for that.
Are
we doing mum points?
Are we doing mum points? Like, you know, she gets like a 10 for her assassination protection skills, but a 1 for the cooking.
Carl, put up some mum points. This is why we're not doing mum points.
Yeah, no. Okay, yeah, well, look, fair.
Yeah, no, everyone loves Yor.
Yeah, Yor's fantastic.
I mean, I have to get Tifa to do Yor for my Anya at some stage.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Mother, I crave peanuts.
Mother, I crave violence.
Yeah, I remember the first time Aaron introduced us to you beforehand. He's like, yeah, here's her cosplaying Yor. And I'm like, wow, that's really good. Was it Yor? No, it was...
Pretty sure it was Anya.
No, it was.
Were you as Anya because you are short?
Love is War, Kaguya Sama.
Yeah, I'm getting mixed up.
Oh, Chika?
No, yeah, Kaguya.
Oh, okay.
Because the photos ended up in the magazine, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man, it's been a hot minute.
I know, right?
It's been a few years now.
Yeah. We're all so old.
Look at us being stable-ish adults. which I mean consistently putting out a podcast for 6 years.
This was back when I was at Seven West Media full-time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
But yeah. Anyway, yeah. Yore is your mum.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving. That's so terrible.
Wow, Aaron tapping out on a bad dad joke. That's a new one.
Naoko Natsuki from ReZero starting life in another world.
Nope.
Bad mom.
Just ReZero, like.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Do not binge ReZero if you haven't watched it. Like, small bite-sized chunks is the recommended dose. Otherwise, you will feel really depressed.
Or watch The Abridged.
Or watch The Abridged, actually. I might just watch The Abridged for season two. I've watched season two yet.
Have you seen The Abridged for ReZero?
No.
Oh, we need to watch that.
We do?
It's necessary watching.
Quite, yeah.
Yeah.
There is an in-joke.
Of course there is.
No, very specifically for us.
For us? Ooh.
For us.
Okay, then. All right. Is Tifa aware of what this is?
She wouldn't get it.
It's a boy thing, is
no,
it?
No, it's not a boy thing.
It's just a us experience, the trio's
it's
experience.
This is a bowling thing.
No, this is a happy, sexy, fun times in Dubai thing.
Oh, okay. For context, that's the name of one of our chats, which was just happy, sexy, fun time. And then we combined it with another chat, which is like in Dubai, specifically after we had a game of
Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
So then it became happy, sexy, fun times in Dubai, specifically.
You are now caught up on the deep lore.
Okay, cool.
Okay, next one. I'm Miyako Saito from Oshinoko.
I think so. I think she's a good mum because, like, without the context of being up to date on the show, I've read the manga all the way to the end. I believe Tifa's almost finished it or has finished it now.
The CIA did it.
No. but she does a lot for Aqua and Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
Like
she
actually does end up stepping into that role of being a mum, despite starting off as that really brash, abrasive person in the early, you know, episodes.
Mm-hmm.
She really warms up to them and does literally treat them like her kids and looks after them in that aspect. So, yeah, I think she is a great mum, but she had to grow into it because, you know, it wasn't her choice.
Yeah, and motherhood's not something you can just take on instantly.
Oh,
like, there's that huge mentality about, once you have your kid, you instantly know what to do. That's a lie.
No.
That is such a lie. Everybody struggles with it. It's totally natural to struggle with it. Do not beat yourself down if you are struggling with it. Mm-hmm. You are doing a good job.
You're a good mum.
Anyway.
You too, dude. You're a good mum too.
Watch Bluey for hints.
Yeah. Bluey's great.
What? Next is Irisville von Einsburn from Fate Zero. Now, I think I'm the only one here who can talk on this.
Yes. Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
She's a homunculus.
Oh, great.
So she's a created human.
Uh-huh.
And her daughter is also a homunculus. So they are created with a lot of mana in their body specifically for manifesting these servants they use in battle.
Okay.
Calling people homunculus is wonderful.
Well, they are homunculi.
They're just
not
like
humans.
As an insult. You utter homunculus. Yeah, you troglodyte.
At least I was created with a purpose.
That's a good comeback.
Not me. I was an accident.
Homunculi, you're not allowed to use that comeback. That's TMRs.
she's sweet, but the daughter she raises.
Sociopath?
Yes, she gets berserker.
Oh.
And that's just a bad time.
And then she sends Berserker out to get new batteries for her Xbox controller.
That's only in Grand Carnival Phantasm.
Totes canon.
That happened in that show?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's wonderful.
Oh, Berserker being the giant guy with the...
Yeah.
That's the kid?
No, she commands
him. The
mother
gave birth to that kid. Who
then
controls
the... Okay, yes. Cool. Cool. Okay. I was sitting there going, how did she give birth to that monster?
No.
Forcefully.
Okay, next we have...
Moving right along.
Yeah, no, the less we talk about Fate, the better.
Yeah, that's a fair point, yes. We still do need to do a Lore Master episode on that later, though.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it with, like, Fate Zero, because that's apparently, story-wise, pretty easy to get into.
Yes, if you ask me, which we've said this multiple times on the podcast, that's where you should start.
Fate Zero episode incoming. There you go. I'll write that down.
Yeah, where's my lab coat and whiteboard? I will take care of that.
Kenny's got a lab coat. I've got the whiteboards.
Easy. I'm going to start printing off pictures.
It's happening.
I want pictures. Pictures of Spider-Man. Continue, please.
So next we have Fortuna from ReZero starting life in another world.
I'm really confused.
Who is Amelia's mother?
Okay.
Isn't Amelia's mother like the worst person? No, that's another person. They all just look the same.
Yeah.
All elves look the same in there.
She wasn't Amelia's biological mother.
Yeah. Her biological mother is apparently possibly the big evil. There's a whole lot going on there that I don't know about. I haven't got that far in.
Look, honestly, I haven't watched ReZero because I look at it and I'm like, eh. And then I watch the abridged and I'm like, hee.
Oh, God. Well played.
Clara Magnolia from Violet Evergarden.
I have heard that the story arc in Violet Evergarden about the mother's really sweet. Like, lots of tears, really sad.
Will break your heart.
But really sweet storytelling. So that's interesting because I never ended up watching more than a couple of episodes of Violet Evergarden at the time. I do need to go back and rewatch it and finish it. But yeah, because it was a lot at the time. So there was a lot on that season.
Well, I mean,
that was around like 2020, wasn't it?
2021, I think.
That was hectic time.
Actually, no, I think it predates that because it was released before the firebombing of Kyoani.
Yeah, I feel like Violet Evergarden's like a mid-20 teens.
Yeah. I thought it was 2018.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling as well.
I was thinking 2015, but I might be wrong.
Because I think it was after I finished high school.
If anything, I'm going to say 2019.
Is this like Price is Right where you're going one above?
Yes. Kyle, what's the price?
The price is wrong. It's 2018.
Oh, I totally forgot it.
January 2018 till April 2018. So there you go. But then they had like the auto memory doll
get a prize?
Bonus.
Yeah, you get this lovely set of washer and dryer.
If the price is right. Where do they even get the prices for that show anyway? Because, like, it was so off most of the time.
Best Buy.
They were like, yeah, you could totally get this washer and dryer for $412. Like, who's selling it for that?
The American economy.
Well, it was an Australian show.
Mm. No, American started.
But we had it as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Were we working to American prices
somehow? No, we weren't. But, yeah, like, how are you meant
good
to guess
guys it? With cash.
Which they don't do anymore.
Oh.
I know, right? You can't get cheaper deals with cash at Good Guys because, yeah, reasons.
Yeah.
I've
never had
it was just tax avoidance, just so you know.
Oh, it was so
the same with Harvey
taxable.
Norman as well.
Yeah. But Harvey Norman is tax avoidance personified as a person than as a business. okay, moving right along.
Azusa from I've Been Killing Slimes for 300 Years in Max.
She's not a mum.
Reincarnated person.
You're not a mom.
I read the manga. Like, I've seen her listed before, and it's like she's a mother because two of the slimes became people.
Her daughters, yeah.
And then they're her daughters, but they're not. Like, they're just they're roommates.
Stepmom.
Oh my god, they're roommates.
She adopted them.
Debatable. They just kind of came and lived with her, just like every other character. Like that's literally the bar for this series. If a new character is female and introduced, they're gonna move in. That's it. Doesn't matter if it's literally like Bahamut, or the demon god, or they're moving in, and she will have to build a new room. It's just like, which is why I stopped reading it because we had 9 people in the house and I was only 14 chapters in. I'm like, I'm done. How many more can you add?
It's like the 100 girlfriends who really, really love you, but it's
the 100 housemates that really love you.
Yeah, but literally, it's kind of
the
like
100 roommates. Oh my god.
I mean, you're not wrong because like there is soft Yuri goggles on several of the characters. So
I love soft Yuri goggles in the show we're watching.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Alrighty, what's next?
Kyoko Honda from Fruits Basket.
Ooh!
It says, she already passed away by the time the Fruits Basket story begins.
Yeah.
that qualifies her.
Was she a good mother? Yes. Did she leave her daughter in a bad situation? Also yes.
Was she a good mother?
Debatable.
Do you learn much about her?
Yeah, yeah. There was a whole flashback special that was done after the series ended, looking at the time before.
After the series ended.
Yeah, or was it OVA?
After the series ended.
Yeah.
Okay, well, but look, an anyone OVA can have a flashback of one moment they really liked. Watch this.
No. Stop staring into the distance, Kenny. It's not getting any better.
Oh, wow, that was incredible.
That was a really nice day, you see.
Oh, you remembering the Masters concert at Margaret River?
Oh, yeah. That was a good day, too. I got to watch Ben Lee hit by a bottle. God. Catch my...
I love that Kenny just had a full Peter Griffin moment.
Okay, look, at least in Fruits Basket, the story does, like, I believe I haven't read the manga, but I think you have, Tifa? No? Okay. Someone please...
I own it, but I haven't read it.
Ah, fair. Someone correct me in the comments if I'm wrong, but I believe that there are scenes littered throughout it as flashbacks to things that happened with Honda's mum, and they were then amalgamated into the OVA finale episode, which was a flashback showing her youth, and the connections that we learn about through the series were already established and connected for some of them there. Mm-hmm. However, obviously, as Tifa rightly does point out, it was shown as an OVA after the series, so it wasn't a focal point of the new adaptation. So from what we can tell, she was a good mum, but as you said, we could be cherry-picking just the best memories.
Mm-hmm. Like this.
Stop it.
So I just counted ahead. We're up to number 11. So we're about to break the top 10.
Okay.
Number 11 is Carla Jaeger.
No. She's in it for like 2 minutes and then gets eaten by her husband's divorced ex-wife.
Who's it? Really?
Yeah, that's who the giant titan that eats her is. Not even kidding.
Well, that was lucky or unlucky.
Yeah,
that was lucky.
Yeah,
good thing he wasn't in town.
Things might have gotten a bit awkward.
Like this one memory.
Why is what is their reasoning for her being on the list?
Okay, let's see.
Because she's a
Carla
mother.
Carla Jaeger doesn't have a lot of screen time, but her impact in the Attack on Titan franchise is ever present.
No.
She sacrificed her life for her children, even though she was scared of dying.
She didn't sacrifice. She didn't have a choice.
Her need to protect both Eren and Mikasa, her adoptive daughter, helped her overcome her fears.
That's not what happened.
I'm sorry. Was there an overcoming fears arc in those 3 seconds?
All that happened is they ran to the house, saw it was demolished, saw Mum under the pile of the rubble. Mum realized she was dying from blood loss and went, "Run, there's a Titan." That's it.
Maybe the fear that she was getting over was of being eaten by Titans. And yeah, when she realized it was happening, she's just like, ah, okay.
It continues.
Oh, my
How
God.
How is it continuing?
Carla's main goal in life. See, I love that this description is longer than her screen time. Carla's main goal in life was to see her children happy.
She
scolds Eren for wanting to join the Survey Corps because she knows it'll most likely result in his death. She counts on Mikasa to protect Eren because she believes Mikasa is the only one capable of doing it. To Carla simply being
such
a special thing worthy of love and praise.
Who wrote this? All right. Anime Corner?
There's some projecting.
Did you use ChatGPT to write this? Because it's garbage and made up. It's hallucinated.
I think this exists because Attack on Titan's popular and they're just like, let's put a popular anime in this list.
Like, there are so many more befitting mothers to be on this list.
Well, we've gone past better mothers on this list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
Wolf Children Mum was better mum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how is this above your what?
Yeah, right?
Well, now we're at number 10.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, wait. I've got something for this.
Congratulations.
That's the wrong one. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. It fits for the last one.
Okay, what's number 10?
Zenith Grey Rat from Jobless Reincarnation.
That's what I think of that vote.
Okay.
No, she's genuinely lovely. Her husband's a terrible person, but she still finds
the whole show's a terrible person.
She's a good person.
I agree.
She's a good person in this terrible show.
Okay.
And then what ends up happening to her is she gets
eaten by a titan.
No.
Okay.
Even funnier. Funnier?
Worse?
So everyone in their town gets teleported away, like scattered across the world.
Yep.
She ends up in the bottom of a dungeon encased in a mana crystal. And when they finally find her, like 10 years later, she's brain dead.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Okay.
So what are they going to say about nice why cats. She's, you know, amazing, which I'm guessing she had, like,
because
the first
her dream
10 episodes
was to
before
see
everything
her
happened?
Children safe.
No, and she got I don't know why, even before reading it.
She got over her fear of being stuck in a mana crystal in a deep dungeon.
No.
She does something deep and meaningful.
No, it's her husband screwing her over and her not being, like...
I was just going to say that she's probably the only character that's decent in the whole show, so, like, that automatically just makes her better than the others in the show.
But does it make her a great mum?
She is a loving mother and can't say no to the wishes of her child.
That's a bad
thing.
That's
a terrible mother.
One day, she found out that her husband cheated on her with their housemaid. They found out that the housemaid was pregnant and Paul is the father. She was about to leave Paul behind, but due to her son's request, she didn't. She endured the pain she felt and tried to live with the maid and the maid's daughter even when her son was not home.
Wow.
This is awful.
Yeah. Do not like. Poor woman.
Well, yes, not it's terrible, but she...
It's a pity point. Like, they put her there because, like, that's just
self-sacrifice.
Terrible to go
through. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a good...
No, it's not. She was doing it out of love for her son.
Look, true, but he's a little
Yes.
Everyone in the show is, yeah, but right. for her,
okay.
basically.
Let's go on. Number nine.
Yeah, number nine. We like this one. Yuriko Horii. Horimiya.
Actually, that's a valid point. The parents in Horimiya are fantastic.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, oh, you know who should be on this list that isn't on this list?
Who's on this list but isn't on this list?
Haruhi's parent from Oren High School Host Club.
Oh! yeah.
I mean...
You mean the aunt / uncle cross... The one who dresses...
The dad that dresses as a mum?
Yeah. I thought that was the uncle, not as... Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, they should definitely be on this list.
Ooh. Number 8. Ruka Rengoku.
Who?
Rengoku's mom from Demon Slayer.
Who has no screen time.
Who has no screen time. The only time you see her is when he's dying and he's like, mother, and she's like, come sit on my lap.
I think Eren's mum has more screen time.
Yeah.
And we had a nice rant about that.
So,
okay.
We're going
to... I don't think she even gets an OVA.
We're
going
to take Anime Corner's reality and substitute it with our own. I'm going to put out a name and you can tell me if it's not on that list.
Well, we've only got eight to go.
We need to finish the
list first.
Let's
continue.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have our answers after this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isabella from Promised Neverland.
She's not a good mum.
She's a mother, but she's not a good mother.
Like, don't be wrong. If you've read the Promised Neverland manga, you will understand why she is the way she is.
I'm gonna belt someone
and the world the
who,
way it is.
Who
but...
wrote this? I must flog them.
Oh, she's probably one of the most interesting mothers, but arguably not the greatest.
Yeah.
Mamako Osuki from Okasan Online.
Which is just, no, because she's trying to sleep with her son. That is, do you love your mother in a two-hit multi-target attack?
Then we've got Tsuki Uzaki from Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out.
That's fair.
Yep, she's wonderful.
Yep.
Isabella from The Misfit of Demon King Academy.
I haven't watched it.
Okay, now we're in the top three.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Hinata Hyuga.
Hey! Is she a good mum?
Look, mom.
She's
wise,
a good mom, I think.
She's dealing with a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
she's not a bad mom.
She's
though.
Not a bad mom. She's
I've not watched Boruto. So.
She's had to raise Boruto, so she gets points.
And
she gets
Boruto.
Points.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Boruto is so misogynistic. He's like, my mom doesn't exist. I don't care that she loves me.
Wow.
I don't care that my aunt loves me. I'm mad because my dad doesn't love me.
Wow, he's an awful character.
Why
do people like this show? Do people like this show?
No, they
shouldn't.
Gross.
Yeah, he's gross.
Well, I mean, isn't the issue also as well with the anime that they like? Just started it straight away and then didn't have anything to adapt.
And
came up
and they
with
just
all this
tangented
horrible...
hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the manga's like. I think Tifa's
much better.
Because that issue is only like maybe maximum 10 chapters in the manga, whereas
and then
like
he realizes,
in the show
oh.
it's a lot.
Yeah, that's like, especially for a weekly shonen chapter,
teenager.
That's like three episodes if a normal show. Yeah. But they had a whole season of that.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they had no content.
It's very annoying. Awful. Yep.
Mm. This one's... strange choice. This one's going a bit retro.
Yeah.
Sango from Yashahime.
I don't know what that is.
Do you remember Inuyasha?
Yes.
You remember the chick with the big boomerang?
Oh, yes.
Her.
Oh.
Because she becomes a mother in Yashahime, and mm-hmm. Yashahime was a terrible adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
This just feels like they've got a list of like shows they've watched recently and went, which one has a mum in it?
Yeah, it's feeling like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Because number one is Emma Spring from Astra Lost in Space. I have never heard of that show in my life.
I have.
I like Astral Lost in Space.
I liked Astral Lost in Space. It was a good show.
The mother isn't exactly standout.
None of the parents are standouts. The parents are actually evil.
Some of them.
Some of them are.
I don't think this was in order. This was definitely not in order.
That's a terrible
Who
like,
wrote this?
AnimeCorner.me.
Yeah.
AnimeCorner.me, you suck.
This is a clickbait article.
Well, the thing is...
The and you clicked on
article it. Article was initially written in 2021 and they've updated the list since then.
Ugh. And they didn't think to take out the clearly evil parent?
All I can think is, welcome to Watch Mojo. Today we're counting down the best right? anime moms.
Well, apparently the writer of this one, should I say
yeah,
his name?
Name and shame.
Haruki Francis.
Haruki Francis. That's not your real name.
That's a pen
sounds like
name.
A fake name. Yeah. Yeah.
Who calls someone
let's,
Francis?
Let's go to Game Rant and see if their number one's better. It's going to be terrible.
Let's go to Game
Rant. Oh, let's go to Watch Mojo. IGN has one.
I'm not going to lie.
Welcome to Top 10 Worst Mother Lists.
They've got 22 and the first one starts out strong. Grandpa and Grandma Turn Young Again.
Oh, that's good.
That's really wholesome.
Okay, that was cute.
Taki Nijima from Tsumasho, which is the recent one, which is my... If my wife was reincarnated as a fifth grader.
I think this one's going to be another case of this is the ones we've watched recently.
No, it goes back to Hunter x Hunter for Mito Freaks.
No. Oh, Mito, right. Yeah, yeah. Mito. Okay, yeah. No, I thought they were going to talk about Gon's actual mother, not his aunt who looked after him.
Okay.
Because his actual mother doesn't exist.
They've listed Oija from Dororo.
Was he a force baby like Anakin Skywalker?
No, it's just
okay.
His dad's like, oh, I can tell you about your mom if you want. He's like, no thanks. And then it's never discussed again.
Wow.
Okay,
rude.
That's a way to like dodge character development. That's
okay.
great. That's actually impressive.
Tomoko Higashikata from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, yeah, Josuke's mom.
Yeah.
She's
like,
cool.
There we go. March comes in like a lion, even though she's technically not the mum, because the grandmother and mother passed away, and sister kind of takes over as the mother of the group. Mother in Fruits Basket, Violet Evergarden, Trisha Elric, Fullmetal Alchemist, My Hero Academia, Midoriya, Uzumaki Kushina from Naruto, Belmare from One Piece.
That's a good choice.
Nami's mom.
Very good choice.
All right.
Yeah.
Because like she did a lot. Dahlia Ketchum from Pokemon, Ash Ketchum's mum.
Are you kidding? She does nothing but taunt her son, like constantly.
Mr. Mime disagrees.
Mooch, though.
There's the surrogate mum, Dadan, in from One Piece, which is like the lady who looked after the boys after they run away
okay.
when they were young. There's a silent voice, Your Forger, Clannad. All right. Top three, Hana from Wolf Children, Sachiko Fujinumu from Erased, and I Hoshino from Oshinoko.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Look, I is a good character, but she's not a great mum because she didn't want to
be. She is a loving mother, but
not
we can't
mother.
Actually judge whether or not she was a good mother because she died.
Yeah.
Just like Aaron's
she was
mother.
Not there long enough to
like you know like she was loving and she did have you
mother
know
qualities
but it was like 6 months
mm-hmm.
and then
yep.
it was over so like I'd swap out the other mum from Oshinoko in that spot.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. I still think we need to include Aaron's mum in there somewhere just for those.
And he's gonna think for Aaron's mum now.
Oh, that's
I just think
that's
she
just
be
a tasty
there just
morsel.
For the
that
fun of it.
Oh dear. All right. Well, look.
Because
we've
she got over her fear of being crushed by masonry.
Oh my god. But like, we've mentioned a lot in here. But like, they mentioned Chi Chi. They didn't mention
Bulma,
which is fair enough because realistically, she's not that great of a mum. She's more of a
she gets a nanny to look after.
Yeah, she is the provider.
Real.
She is like, she's the CEO mum.
Yeah.
So, okay, fair
she's,
enough.
She's the Angela's mum from Pickle, from Rugrats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's, man, that's weird.
Do you know, like, the parents in Rugrats were, like, 25, 26?
Oh, they looked like 40.
Not all of them. Not all, not of, all them, of them. Some of them.
But some of them, yeah, were, like, young. And you're just like, I look so much better
Angela,
than them.
Angela's mother wasn't.
Angela's
though,
mother was
sure,
a fair bit
sure
older.
She was, like, in her 30 30s, something. Yeah. Because when she gets pregnant again and then she loses the baby because,
yeah,
of her
Rugrats,
like,
right?
Age.
Yeah.
Yeah, watching it as an adult.
I just watched
different.
That tick that I just watched that clip on TikTok, so.
Yeah. Like Rugrats covered a lot of difficult things, but it was the amount of parents I know around my age bracket who have said, like, you know those parents in Rugrats and they were like actually really young in the show, but they look ancient. That's how you feel after your child. I'm like, wow.
Okay,
fair,
completely
fair.
Correct.
Fair. Yeah. So, like, okay, fair enough. But look, there are a lot of great characters in here. There are some questionable choices, as we've discussed, but, like, there are a lot of great anime moms.
Oh, wait, hang on. Nope. There's one more left. Number one anime mom?
You.
And on that bombshell,
Aaron killed me, I'm sorry.
Kawaii Radio.
Your mom.
Well played, Aaron. Well played.
Thank you.
That was well done.
That was.
So, if you are a mother or just a mother and your soul, happy Mother's Day, even though it's the wrong time of the year for most of our listeners.
The day of many mothers.
Keep being awesome. Keep being wonderful. You know, your kids will appreciate it. Anyway, that is where we're going to leave things for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Next time, we have no idea what we're doing again, but I think we're going to hash it out right this second.
Fate Lord Ive, let's go.
Do you want to do Fate Zero?
I can do Fate anything.
We
let's
can do
go.
Fate Zero.
You get to be our teacher and teach us about faith.
Faith.
Because you got to have faith.
Got to have sleep.
I'm so tired. My voice is talking about that.
Did the bees get you?
No, the bees get me.
The bees
yes.
got him. Anyway, that's the plan for next episode.
I remember
Fate
it
Zero,
like it was yesterday.
Bit of a Fate deep dive. Tifa, I think you'll be in the midst of production at this point, so totally understandable if you need to step out and go, no, I'm not doing more dives. But we will be back in 2 weeks with that. If you are new to the channel, smash that subscribe button. Behind the subscribe button this week is your mum. If you haven't called her recently, give her a call.
That's the best gift you can give her this Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Just time with you.
Or a giant Lego flower sculpture thing.
Actually, that one's better. Get your mom Legos.
Legos are a colouring book. Good for de-stressing.
After dealing with you.
Now, if you are listening on YouTube, hit the like button, drop down in the comments section below anything we might have gotten wrong, or if there's an anime mum we've missed that you think's amazing, keep it PG, please. I know you're all freaks, but come on.
We do not love your mother and her two-hit multi-target attack.
Apparently, the anime played that down. Like, apparently that wasn't, like, even as bad as the manga gets. So it's like, wow. It was pretty full on to begin with. As always, big thank you to our Patreon members. Aaron's getting evil ideas. If you'd like to support the show, little as a dollar a month gets you access to the outtakes and extras, including the pre-show, which is,
the pre-show is we talk a bunch of guff and are allowed to say all the words that YouTube doesn't want us to say.
Yeah, all the things that would get us demonetized is there.
And if you sign up to Patreon, you can add a little note to it. So if you sign up, even a dollar a month, you can write, "Let Aaron go unhinged," as a request. And hey, who knows?
Look, if someone signs up and puts that in, we'll do a dedicated Kawaii extra just for Patreons with Aaron unhinged. There you go. If that's not incentive, like, Tifa's like, okay, you can't record that while I'm in production season.
And I'm signing
up for Patreon. And I'm for the
It's like, I'm just giving money back to myself. It's brilliant.
I'd like to thank the Academy, myself, and God, of course.
And Beyonce.
Gotta thank Beyonce.
And Hugh Jack.
Now, obviously, if Patreon's not your jam, Kawaii community, head over to our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Discord, and
you can buy us a coffee.
Yeah, I keep forgetting we've got that as a function, and I don't know how it works.
Function?
Yeah, we've literally got, there's a thing where Kofi.
I just wanted a coffee.
You just want a coffee?
I'm knackered. I want a coffee.
Buy Kenny a coffee.
Buy me a goddamn coffee. I need it so bad.
There is actually a link in the comments section, in the section to buy us a coffee. Go figure.
Please. Flat white, one sugar. Please.
Here's the address. It's
mail me a coffee. Okay. Just mail it to
Uber
me
Eats.
In a parcel. No, like in a parcel from Uber Eats.
It's like being like ziplocked and airtight sealed.
Oh, it's one of those Melbourne deconstructed coffees.
Yeah, oh comes with a little bit of
Tifa, tell
ice
us about
and
the Melbourne deconstructed coffees.
Well, you get the shot and the cup and the milk and the sugar, and they're all in separate bowls, and you pour them into the cup and the milk.
Oh, I thought they were in science files.
They did that, and then people kept breaking them, at least for the store that I know they did that. So,
oh, okay.
Tifa, can you confirm or deny that deconstructed coffee is a Melbourne scam?
I've never seen it before, but you know, you're probably right. Somewhere probably has it.
Tifa doesn't go out often enough to say.
Ain't that the student life?
I mean, if I get coffee, it's a black coffee, so...
you like it like you like your men, huh?
What?
Strong and black.
Rich and dark.
Well, actually, no, black coffee's just really good for your vocal cords. Uh-huh. Because milk, the lactic acid
no
gets stuck on your throat nodules. It does. So, yeah.
What's your Aaron? What?
Goops. It goops you up.
Sponsored by that lady who was fired by Marvel.
Oh, Goopy Paltrow, yes.
Yeah.
I forgot what her goop name was.
Yeah, I did too. Anyway, that's where we're going to leave it.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes,
Goopeth Paltrow.
Goopy Paltrow.
Legally by Depol. You've been listening to Quiet Fire Radio. Thank you so much for joining, and until next time...
Have a flashback.
What's the matter?
Boys, dinner's ready.
The best mother has appeared.